Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Joke sent in from Scott Payton in Batavia, and Jim from Lombard says, "Hey, John, I'm down here listening in Cocoa Beach, Florida on vacation. I can listen to speed jokes online. I got a joke from Mugless Bruce in Bolingbrook and Scott Epton, John Steele in LaSalle, and Ed Merkel in Milwaukee. Rob Fish in Brookfield, thank you very much. Terry T-Bone, mugged in Lansing, sent us a joke. Did we mention Pete Hansen in Milwaukee? How about Stephen in Atlanta, the proud author of The Christmas Door Prize, a second-chance romance novel, still available on Amazon. Amy Dyer sent us a joke. Judy Bird did. Jim Patriga sent us a joke. Pam Wagner, a member of the Westmont Chamber of Commerce, did. And I got one from Roger Stahl and Samanak and many more. You know, if pigs could fly, their wings would be delicious. If someone weighs 200 pounds here on Earth, you weigh 84 pounds on Mars and just 13 pounds on Pluto. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you're not overweight. You're just on the wrong planet. However, I lost 10 pounds last month, but then I found them last night. They're above my butt. Hey, how do you know that you're at a Florida retirement party? The cake is sugar-free and the candles outnumber the guests. I was getting in bed and she said, "You're drunk." And I said, "How do you know that?" And she said, "You live next door."
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a person and John Williams will star as another person.
Don't you hate that feeling after surgery when you're not really sure whether you're awake or asleep or if you even operated on the right patient?
I didn't get a speaking line in that joke, but I was just another person there. My cousin is a pediatrician, but he gets bored so easily.
Why is that?
He has very little patience.
Hey, John, my friend Sarah left her bottle of Pepsi at a rest stop about 60 miles south of Tampa.
So that's where Sarasota is? Is there ever a holiday when mattresses aren't on sale? Hey, Dave, did you hear about the big martial arts fight between all of the rabbits?
John, I think you've used this punchline before.
Yeah, but it's so awesome, Dave. Just humor me here. Hey, Dave, did you hear about the big rabbit martial arts fight?
Okay. No, John. Like everyone doesn't already know where this one's going. Tell us about the big rabbit brawl.